Rise up. Rise up. Rise up. Rise up. Put on the garment of praise. Rise up. Praise his holy name. Rise up. Rise up. Come on, let's rise up. Rise up. Rise up. Come on, let's rise up. Rise up. Put on the garment of praise and rise up. Praise his holy name and rise up. Rise up. Come on, let's rise up. Rise up. Rise up, come on, let's rise up. Rise up, put on the garment up, put on the garment of praise, and rise up, rise up. Praise his holy name, praise his holy name, and rise up, rise up. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that makes this heart adores you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. 'Cause I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. He's a name above all names, and he's worthy of our praise. And our heart will sing, how great is our God. He's the name above all names, and he's worthy of our praise. And our hearts will sing, how great is our God. He's the name above all names, and he's worthy of our praise. And our hearts will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. He's the name above all names, and he's worthy of our praise. And our hearts will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And I will see how great is our God.
Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Keisha. Psalmist Keisha, thank you, thank you, thank you for that time of worship and song. And thank you, Minister Darrell, for seating and greeting us this morning and starting us off here on the Master's Call. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Prophet Kai, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings here on the Master's Call. On October 25th, 2010, our two amazing and dynamic women of God, our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts, said yes to the Master and founded the Master's Call. And when they founded, we know they did it according to God's plan and founded on scripture, and that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we also have a website, and that website is themasterscall.net. That is themasterscall.net. And on that website, every message has been archived and recorded since the beginning of this call, and we are almost approaching that 12 years. In October, it will be 12 years that we have not missed a day, Monday through Friday. And on that website, themasterscall.net, you can see the speaker's bios. You can see each and every message, like I said, that has been archived from the beginning of the call. There you will also find this year's theme, which is in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you are feeling led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Daryl did, as a psalmist, such as Minister Keisha did, as a host, such as I am doing, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request, or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will get back with you. On Friday, we do a special session at the second part of the call where we take your prayer requests and your praise reports live. And we make sure that we do this every Friday so that we can all have some time together and just share in sharing what God is doing with, through, and for us. So every Friday we do the second part of the call live so that we can share in that time of excitement and as what God is doing as we give praise reports, but also that we can pray together, you know, through the prayer requests that we have. This call was started through an amazing company of phenomenal products called through Artists International that was established over 30 years ago. We are now known as Artist Life. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and it's held each Monday through Friday, and it's led by a group of dynamic leaders that give us important information about the benefits of the wonderful Artist Life products. And that number is 667-770-1525. And the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, the morning motivational call is every Monday through Friday immediately following this call. And that number is 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-pound, and today is Testimonial Thursday, and I will give you more information about that call and what Testimonial Thursday will be at the end of this call, and I am now going to get out of our way so that our mouthpieces with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. This amazing woman of God truly needs no introduction. She was our former prayer general. She is an amazing friend of mine personally. She is the co-founder of Sisters Serving Sisters with me. She is an amazing mother. She is none other than Brenda Henry Terrell. She is a true woman after God's own heart. She was born on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. She is an Artist Life distributor. She is just a phenomenal woman of God. She continues to just follow after what God, she is a motivator. She is an encourager. And after I pray, the next voice you will hear will be none other than Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we just thank you for this amazing woman that is getting ready to come forward with a word straight from the throne room. We ask you right now to just continue to pour into her as she pours out to us. Father, we ask you that you continue to touch her family, be a hedge of protection around her and all that concern her, Lord. We ask that you continue to minister to her spirit, to her heart, mind, and body, Lord. You know every need, spoken and unspoken. Lord, we ask you right now to be a hedge of protection around the Des De Leon family and artist life, around Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pacola. Lord, you know every need. Lord, we surrender and submit it all to you right now, Lord. We know that you have done the exceeding and the abundant, more than we can hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. So, Lord, we thank you, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Minister Brenda, the floor is yours.
Praise God, praise God. Can you hear me, Prophet Kai?
I can hear you loud and clear.
To God be the glory for the great and mighty things he is doing in this season and in this hour. I am rejoicing this morning, hallelujah, for his awesomeness. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai, for that cordial and beautiful introduction, as well as, I'm telling you, being such a blessing to the masses. Sister, you are so definitely blessed, and I thank God for hooking us together. And I want to also say thank you to our greeter, Brother Darrell. Yes, I will trust in the Lord. This is so on point this morning, as well as our psalmist minister, psalmist Kate, Keisha Lee. Hallelujah. How great is our God. That was definitely perfect for today. How great is our God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I definitely have to take the time to say thank you to our co-founders, Dr. Pacola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I tell you, God is truly blessing this platform, the Master's Call, and I am so grateful as well as thankful to be a part of this ministry. And I just say thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity to use this vessel for your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, I tell you, a couple of days ago I was asked to minister on another call I've been on for over 15 years and was given the topic courage. And God has spoken to me and said to elaborate. So I shared some of it the other morning, but I'm going to elaborate on be courageous. Be courageous on this morning. And we all know in Joshua 1:9 when God had told Joshua himself, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. Now, you know, if you didn't notice, God had encouraged Joshua with these words several times. And after all, you know, he was chosen to be the new leader to bring the Israelites into the promised land. And just to be honest about it, many of us would have frozen our shoes with the command to lead these people. And I can imagine Joshua saying, these people, Lord, do you know what they brought Moses through? Do you know how they acted? They believe you in 1 minute, setting up idols the next minute. 1 minute they're rejoicing and thankful, and then another minute they're criticizing and complaining. These people, Lord, who honored the law 1 minute, and then they disobeyed the next minute. Sounds familiar? Yes, yes. This is how people are today. Believers are today, God forbid, but, you know, it happens, but yet God is still faithful with us. We have been in these situations one time or another, if we're honest about it, and God has and still is patiently transforming us to where our faith is getting stronger and stronger. So if he decides to call on any of us to go and lay hands on someone who is sick, not including your normal prayer group. I'm not talking about you hanging out with your prayer group and going and say, okay, yes, we're able to do it together. I'm talking about if the Lord spoke to you as an individual and say, go lay hands on this individual and call health and wealth back to them. Would you do it? This is where we got to be courageous to hear what the Spirit is saying and be courageous to be obedient. Joshua needed the strength and courage to lead the people and the strength and the courage to obey God and keep his word in every situation. You remember when he said, if you meditate on my word day and night, you'll have good success. God kept encouraging Joshua, and he's still encouraging us today. He needed to be firm and bold with the conviction to fasten on to what he knew was right and what God wanted him to do, regardless of his opinions or how others would react. Hello. He became courageous, as we also should become courageous as we obey God and see God manifest his promise. You see, a lot of people, we can stand boldly on the word together as a group. But when it comes to God calling us out to do a specific assignment, then we are ready to go into a corner. But God says, no, I'm empowering you. See, it is evident that courage is fueled by faith. Therefore, courage comes with obedience. How many times have any of us sat dormant on the pew when God spoke to give your testimony? Once the first step to move forward is when your power comes. But see, you got to move. The Holy Spirit has taken over and your courage is strengthened. This is what happens. So remember, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1:7. So he's telling us to be courageous. See, in this life, there will be issues to face, temptations to withstand, and enemies to meet. Yet, as we meditate on God's word and allow it to be a part of our lifestyle, our courage is overriding our fears. Our ears become sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We're open to hear what the Spirit is telling us. See, courage is in effect when you are led to minister to gang members. Courage is in effect when you are among non-believers at a dinner and say, let's bless this food. Courage is in effect when the Holy Spirit speaks to a sister lady whose car is stranded, especially in today's time. Who wants to pick up a stranger? See, you have to have that ear open to the Spirit of the Lord. Be attentive to the voice of the Lord. It takes courage to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. It happened to me, and it was that night in Texas where I had to pull over and pick up two women whose car has stranded. The Spirit spoke to me distinctively. And lo and behold, by the time I got them to the service station, they were on their way to the Methodist Hospital in Houston, Texas. And I was just coming from a Bible study. And he said, pick them up. And they said, no, just drop us off at the next service station. We'll call our husbands to get us. And believe it or not, when I looked around driving off, those women were nowhere to be seen. Be careful. You can entertain angels unaware. But it takes courage to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. Courage is in effect when you sincerely forgive the person who offended you and even still go and ask for forgiveness when you're the innocent one. Our dear Prophet Kai magnificently shared with us yesterday the importance of forgiveness. Hello. It takes courage to stand and ask God to forgive you and then turn around and forgive others when they distinctly try to harm you. But it's all good. It's all good because God is in control. Courage is in effect when you're not falling apart and you know that it is well in every area of your life during challenging situations. You see, Peter had courage to walk on water. Yes, he did. Matthew tells us in the 14th chapter that Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on that water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. Save me, Lord, save me, he shouted. But Peter began to sink. Why? Because he took his eyes off of Jesus. And when we take our eyes off of Jesus today, what do you think is going to happen? We're going to sink as well. When we forget, God promises us that what he said he's going to do for us, and we start not believing what he has promised us, what happens to us? We begin to sink. We sink into depression. We start sinking into confusion, sinking into unbelief. And it's a trick from the enemy, and he's a liar, and better still, he's defeated. And it takes courage. We got to be courageous to say, devil, not here today and not ever. Not here and it's not today. We're not having that. And depression is not going to come here. Discouragement is not going to come here. Confusion is not going to come here. We got to be courageous to speak to him and tell him, not here, not today. Because that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to get into a discouraged state, and it's not happening in the name of Jesus. So when we're facing the storms of life, we all have a chance, and we all have a choice. Either we can be afraid, which is easy, and start feeling sorry for ourselves, or we can be courageous while we keep our eyes focused on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And we got to make ourselves and continue to come to grips that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And take authority over our destiny, because he told us, the work I begun in you, I will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. All I need you to do is depend and trust in me. Is that right, Brother Darrell? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Listen, I'm not saying that fear won't come sometime or another, because I'm one to tell you it will. I lived a lot of my young life, in fear. As a child, I was afraid of the dark. I was afraid of death. And don't let somebody like my brother who would come behind me and say, boo, it's a wonder if I still have a heart today, because I'm ready to jump out of my skin. I was always so afraid of so many different things. And when I began to get in the Word and was under great teaching to let me know that fear was of the devil, wait a minute. Is this who's behind this? The devil? Oh, no. And he's defeated too? Oh, come on. No, we're not going to have this. Lord, please take this fear from me. Please take it from me, because I don't want to walk in fear. And see, God is faithful to replacing that fear with the fruit of his precious Holy Spirit. Yes, he will. He'll do it every time. And guess what? Now, today, I am so grateful. People can walk up behind me and then say boo or whatever, and I'll just turn around and look. That's because the Spirit of the Lord has given me that authority and that peace that surpasses all understanding to say, I don't have to walk in fear. So, yes, we still have to encourage one another. We still, because things that are going on around us and what have you, things where people are killing one another just because of doing it, going in grocery stores, shooting people and what have you. If we're not careful, we can start operating in fear because of all this that's coming across the news. And this is what the enemy wants. The devil is a liar, and the truth is not in it. So 1 John 4:18 tells us that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. So what do we have to do? We got to walk in the Lord. We got to meditate on God's word. We got to pray to him and ask him to continue to strengthen us, empower us day by day. We have to have that relationship with him and know without a shadow of a doubt who we are and whose we are in Christ Jesus. We can continue to stand tall in the courage that God has given each and every one of us, knowing that he will never leave us or forsake us, knowing the Spirit of the Lord is dwelling in us, knowing that we have the victory in every area of our lives. That's a Selah moment. Knowing that we have the victory in every area of our lives. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 24, the Lord said, do not let your heart faint. Do not be afraid. And do not tremble or be terrified because of them. What them? Your enemies. For the Lord your God, it is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. In John 16:33, Jesus assured us, in this world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. See, these scriptures empower us to be courageous, to know without a shadow of a doubt that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and no weapon, absolutely no weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue raised against us will cease. Meditate on God's word. God will give you a word to meditate on and specifically say, this is yours. Meditate on it and let it be a part of you. And when it's a part of you, then you know without a shadow of a doubt that God is fighting for you in every aspect of your life. Hallelujah. See, we must have the courage to encourage one another in the faith of God. Empower one another that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Embrace and accept one another for who God has called each of us to be. See, he has not called each of us to do the same thing, to be the same way, and to act the same way, and to talk the same way, not even to minister the same way, or sing like Minister Keisha did so wonderfully this morning. No, he brought us all into this realm, this fold, his body, his church, in order as separate individuals to be who he called us to be. So I'll close with this. Let's be courageous. Let us not believe and trust God 1 minute like the Israelites did, and then set up an idol such as whatever the boss say he does, whatever the boss wants, I'll get it for him. You know, no, you're making that boss your idol. It's whatever the Spirit of the Lord says. I'm not making human beings my idol. We shouldn't. We're not making different situations like these phones our idol. Hello, I'm bringing it today. Because whether we believe it or not, many times we can come into that trap. We're not going to let these electronics become our idol. We're not going to let our homes and our cars become our idol. See, we got to allow God to be God in our everyday life. And so let's not rejoice and be thankful 1 minute and complaining and criticizing the next. Hello, Let's be courageous. Besides, the word tells us, rejoice in the Lord in all things. Always rejoice in the Lord. Let's not stand on God's word 1 minute and speak in the opposite the next. We are saying we are healed one minute and say, the blood of Jesus is over me. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And then the next minute we're saying, oh, I got diabetes. Which one is it? He doesn't want us to speak devastation over our lives. And long time ago, and I'm closing, long time ago, and God had given it to me, I used to hear parents call children bad. That bad boy, that bad girl, stop it. Stop calling the children bad. We're speaking that over their lives. They could be mischievous, but they're not bad. So we got to be able to speak what God speaks over us. He says, you are my heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So we have to speak the same thing. It's a process, so we can do it. We can be courageous and walk in the word, talk the word, live the word, and be courageous to speak the word and live totally in freedom because Jesus has given us that ability to do it. The last scripture I give you is Psalms 27:14. He said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. God bless you. Let us all be courageous. Back over to you, Prophet Kyle.
Wow, 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 wow. What an on-time word on courage this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Brenda. I will be calling you back for our benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for this amazing woman of God and the word on be courageous that she just brought us. Father, we want to walk in your courage and fear not. Lord, we ask you to just fill her up until she overflows. Father, everything concerning her, Father, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we ask that you just meet it as only you can, Father. Father God, guard her heart and mind. Father God, touch her body. Father God, be with her family, her children, Lord. Keep them covered right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you right now to just cover Kamalia, O Heavenly Father, as she just goes forth to the funeral of her nephew, Lord. Lord, you know that that family just needs you right now. Comfort them. Keep them. Be a hedge of protection around them, Lord. We ask that you just continue to know that they are your children, Lord. That as you continue to just be with them, Lord, be their comfort in their time of bereavement. Lord, you know every need spoken and unspoken, and we thank you for it. We ask that you continue to keep Sister Anna and Minister Cynthia covered today, O Heavenly Father, as they bury Sister Anna's husband, O Heavenly Father, Brother Archie. Lord, we just want you to comfort them, guide them, keep them, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we know that you are working it out according to your will, O Heavenly Father. Father God, we ask that you touch every bereaved family connected to the TMC call, every person who is dealing with sickness and disease because they are a name and they must bow down to the name of Jesus. Father, you know every name. You know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we ask you right now to cover it, O Lord. Father God, we thank you that you continue to be a hedge of protection around the Des De Leon family and artist's life. Lord, we thank you that you continue to be a hedge of protection around Dr. Pacola and Dr. Vanessa. Father, meeting their needs according to your exceeding and abundant more than they could hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in them. Father, continue to touch their finances, O Heavenly Father. Continue to touch their physical bodies, O Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to touch everyone on this TMC call under the sound of my voice. Father, and even those who desire to be on this call this morning but could not, we ask that you send a special blessing to them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we consider it done and we count it all joy, Father.
Lord, we thank you and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Again, if you want to hear the playback of this call, that number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Again, immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call. It is Testimonial Thursday, and that will be hosted by President Promise Campbell, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. We are so thankful that you joined us this morning. I want to say a special thanks again to our psalmist this morning, Minister Keisha, for that time of worship. And again, Brother Daryl, Minister Daryl, for feeding and greeting us this morning. And, of course, to our very own Minister Brenda for that powerful message on Be Courageous. Minister Brenda, will you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you, my dear Prophet Kai, for hosting this call with such a love of the Lord in your heart. We so appreciate you. Now, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Yes, being courageous. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah and amen. You all have a glorious, glorious day. Love you all. Bye-bye.